Federal grants have helped the Sitka Tribe of Alaska purchase a building for its tribal tannery. And now that the seven-year-old business has a new home, tribal officials are hoping for its long-term success. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
The Sitka Tribal Tannery isn't new. It began in 2004, but this year it bought its own building in the 4600 block of Halibut Point Road, and with the help of grants from the federal government, some new equipment is on the way. Officials with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, which runs the tannery, say they hope this is the beginning of a long life for the operation. James Young is hoping for the same thing. He's been working at the tannery for a little more than a year. He's standing next to an enormous vat of liquid and fur.
What I have in here is I have two black bears and a brown bear, and this is in a pickle.
He reaches in and grabs the brown bear, which is very heavy, as you might expect, and he slings it up onto a table, spreads it out, and then moves it over to a device called a round knife. He says he spends about 4 hours a day at this machine, shaving the leather part of the hide down to a uniform thickness.
You gotta know just about how hard to push or pull against it, and then it takes a little bit of time to learn how far you can pull each time you pull, how big of scallops you can make.
Away from the round knife is a small room hidden by a sheet of plastic. Some of the completed hides hang there. Otters, seals, brown bears, a polar bear.
This was a very fun animal to work on. He's about almost 9 foot long. And we only measure from the tip of the nose to the tip of the tail. So this bear is actually a lot longer than 9 feet.
Right now, Young and another man, Russell James, work at the tannery with a technician on call. But the tribe estimates that 28 part-time jobs could be created by the tannery's operation. Not at the tannery directly, but further down the line, in the form of people who can use the tannery's products to produce their own work. Again, James Young.
We really enjoy what we're doing, and in our imagination, we're producing hides for grandmas and aunties and cousins that live out in villages or other cities for them to do high-quality work and make high-quality garments for their kids, their grandchildren, or their nieces and nephews, or whoever it is that they'll be making garments for.
The tribe began getting requests to start a tannery in the mid-1990s, says Mike Miller, a tribal council member who also sits on the tribe's Marine Mammal Commission.
Quite possibly at the time, it was more of a cultural component than a business component. To blend the two together, and timing-wise with the sea otter situation in southeast, you know, with an abundant population and concerns about, you know, whether you agree or not, some people think overpopulation of sea otters. This is, you know, poised to be able to help address that as well.
To say nothing, he says, of employment for tribal citizens.
If they can take a couple hides and turn it into product that, you know, they could sell for a good price, then that could be a sizable portion of their annual income. And so those are the things that we're looking at right now. As, you know, we hit our stride, of course, then of course the tribe is interested in having things that are continually self-sustaining and then help put money back into the tribe.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.